All right, good morning. This is WBAI. You're on the air. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I really appreciate what you've done this morning, because for the last 4 weeks, I have avoided purposely not called in, and have just been taking in what's been going on. And, you know, as a listener to alternative radio, to BAI, to, you know, I'm not into the mass media because I don't trust them. And I know that when Mr. Marksman passed away, I called in at that time and I said how, you know, during his tenure as program manager, I really established and developed a trust of BAI with the information that I was getting, with, you know, my desire to be informed and know what's going on with reality in the world. And over the last 4 weeks, that trust has really been tested. And, I'd like to say that, as Mr. Finch brought up, you know, I consider myself a skeptic at this moment. And I would certainly, and I hope, that BAI can reestablish the strength of the trust that has grown with me towards the station. And, you know, I'll just say that, with respect to Ms. Leeds' discussion about the changes and why they occurred, I don't know if it's possible, but, you know, as a listener and as a supporter, I don't know if it's possible to send out a letter describing the cause, you know, et cetera, for Mr. White's dismissal. I realize, you know, I accept change, and I know that he was a very important part of the BAI family in terms of what he provided, you know, his role as a programmer.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can just be critical, I really respect and appreciate Mr. White, what he did. But as far as the BAI, the station, I thought it was a mistake when they made him a program manager. And I'll just say that, you know, what has been transpiring over these 4 weeks, you know, you have programs and, you know, specials about how COINTELPRO operates and how they attack and set people against each other. And I was just like amazed. I'm witnessing COINTELPRO. I mean, no one can convince me right now that it wasn't. And I know that they attack at the weakest link. And, you know, I thought that, you know, that might have had something to do with it. How? And I don't know. But I know that intellect and professionalism has been the mark of BAI as far as, you know, like I said, Mr. Marksman, he was the man. And I think that, you know, that's when I came to trust BAI.
In fact, on New Year's Day, several of us gathered here, including Chet Jackson, who, in fact, died later that day, and the brother of Samori Marksman among them, Bessie Wash among us, and others, and we toasted Samori. And I made a commitment again to him and his spirit, which is the reason that I decided to take this position. In consultation with many of my colleagues here, there's this belief that I did this all on my own. I did not.
I refuse to believe that.
I was consulted. I consulted with others, and it was encouraged to do this. And I remembered standing in front of his coffin and making a pledge to him that I will do the very best that I can to see his vision through. And we recommitted ourselves to that spirit here on the first day of the new millennium. And it is in his spirit and with his spirit that we continue this. All of us here, again, despite all that has been reported, we have not sent out emails and press releases and called news conferences and disseminated erroneous information. In fact, we have said very little because we were so busy doing the work. And we have hung in together, and there's a spirit here, an esprit de corps, that has not existed at the station for a long time. And we aim to use that spirit, that invigorated spirit, to bring ourselves to the level of excellence that should be expected of all of us in whatever endeavor we happen to function.
Caller, let me say that your call reminds us again we have work to do. And as you said, in order to restore for many of our listeners the confidence in what we're capable of doing, we must take very seriously the work we have to do. I want to say also, in response to some of the things that you said, in all of this, one of the things that I feel has been a driving force for me, within me, is the fact that it was Samori Marksman who brought me to this station.
Me too.
Exactly.
Me too.
Thank you for calling. Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Oops.
Good morning, you trees.
Good morning.
My name is Michael.
Hello.
I appreciate many of the things you've said this morning, and I wanted to put something to you and see if it finds any resonance. I would concede that the people who were fired or banned may have been fired with cause, and that if you brought them back tomorrow, they might be in your face giving you grief. I would concede that maybe the first thing they would do is go on the air and publicly gloat that thanks to the pressure of their supporters, they had force the evil Utrice Lee to bring them back to the station. But I think you're way above that, and even if they are the ones who should be traveling the greater distance to get to some kind of point of negotiation, you, with your experience in management, and because you are very much in control of the station, at such a crucial juncture, and with a fundraiser coming up, I think it would be a great gesture of peace and compassion if you could walk that distance, knowing that some of them may be too proud and immature to do it, but knowing that their voices, which many people at the station do miss, and knowing that they are going to continue doing what they do, but if they were inside the station, probably it would end up being a lot more positive if they're kind of like children who have been banned from the house and are throwing rocks at the window.
Well, I would say to you that even before the events became inevitable with regard to the terminations, we had tried in here to bring about a consciousness of what was happening, and many ambassadors were sent to seek a rapprochement. Many people were asked to advise and to give counsel, and they were rebuffed, or the advice and counsel were rebuffed. Even after the terminations, it would have been a good signal to simply shut up and leave open the door so that we can rectify whatever might have been reclaimable. But that was systematically destroyed by what I call untenable conduct.
And I agree with you.
Yes. I have been, and I'm not taking it personally because it was one of the things that I expected. I did not expect the intensity of it, certainly, but I did expect the tone. But the character assassinations and the vitriol and the openly racist comments that and sexist comments that have been made, the vilification of people who are completely innocent here, did not necessarily encourage a dialogue. And in fact, even so, up until last night, I attempted to do negotiations that fell apart at the last minute because, again, conduct was just absolutely reprehensible on the part of individuals who said that they were interested in dialogue. I am open to discussion, always have been, and have been here, available. Not one of the major critics here has had either the courage or the capacity to cross the threshold of my office and engage in one-to-one dialogue. But it is not because I have rebuffed anyone. It is simply because the initiative has not been taken, nor is it intended that they will take the initiative.
Caller, if I may say, as one who bears witness to what Utrice has just described, I think it's very difficult for her to be put in the position of saying that she would encourage people to return who said they will not return if she's here. You know, that, I think, is really at the core of the difficulty, and that is why, excuse me, on several occasions over these past weeks, initiatives to engage in a dialogue, to engage in the possibility of a resolution, have been consistently rebuffed in that way.
Thank you.
BAI, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
Speak up a little bit, if you would, if you get a little closer to your phone.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better. Thank you.
Okay. Once again, thank you. I'm glad this open discussion is being taken place. The only thing really I have to say is I know a lot of people's feelings are hurt and a lot of people have strong emotions, but I'm ready myself. I'm worried about what's happening in Washington. I'm worried what's happening in the city streets. I think it's time we sort of focus, pull together on our commonalities and move on. There's a lot of bigger, uglier things that we need to deal with out there that I'm feeling overwhelmed with, and that this continuous noise, I mean, I may be in the minority, but I think it needs to stop. And I'm really sort of, maybe I'm not a long-time listener, but I think, you know, my voice needs to be heard too, and I'm ready for us to focus on something that we can really have impact on, this external stuff that's going to really cause us problems.
I think we ought to adopt this person's point of view as the theme of our drive.
I like that.
I'm planning on giving you all some money, and I never had before, so I just thought I'd let you know that.
Thank you.
Beatrice, if I could, and caller, if I could, first of all, echo your sentiment, and I think one of the things that we are going to find is there's always been this, well, let's call it the shibboleth of representation. You may very well be in the majority. You may not feel that at the moment, but you may represent the majority view of listeners. No one actually knows. No one actually knows how the listeners feel. That's why we have to do these difficult fundraisers to take the temperature. The other thing I want to commend you for and echo is you said this should just stop.
Yeah.
2 points on that. Number one is, again, the situation will be here a month from now. It will not resolve tomorrow, even though many of us would wish it would. It will be here a month from now. The other thing is that in my experience, especially over the last year and a half, at every turn when the most fateful decisions about the future of this radio station have taken place, no one has stood up and say, stop. Let's stop right here. Let's put the brakes on this right now and think about what we're doing. And I take full responsibility for being one of the people who didn't stand up and say stop enough.
But I have said today.
Yeah, and I think
I have said stop.
Right. The point the point is particularly well taken, because as the listener is delivering to us, in a sense, a mandate. She's saying, look, whatever you're doing in your offices, keep it in your offices. When you come to us on the air, bring us what we are paying for. And I think that is very sound advice, and I'm encouraged to hear people say that. It's like baseball players say, a lot of things go on in the clubhouse. Between the white lines, you play ball.
Well, again, just to make it abundantly clear, I have said stop, and I will see to it that it stops. We are going to have none of this as of today.